from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cam Hayward, congratulations from the PM team to him, although it's really not the contract extension. It's on paper, their signatures, but none of the money is guaranteed beyond this deal. So it's like a gentleman's agreement, a handshake deal between the Steelers and Hayward beyond this year. It's the most money ever given out to a defensive player 35 years or older. And that news broke at the tail end of yesterday's show. We got into it. Fans were pretty anti the move, but I don't think they read the fine print on the deal, which you should always do. You always have to go to that fine print. Sometimes even you hire a lawyer.
So hold on.
Look over that fine print.
I forgot to read fine print, I think, a long time ago. And while I don't think it cost me any money in that sense, it could have. But I learned my lesson there. Do you, when you get a new phone or you sign up for iTunes, do you read the Apple terms and conditions?
No, I scroll all the way down and then hit the agree to terms.
Okay, so you're not reading that fine print.
No, I don't.
You take that fine print and you flush it right down the toilet.
Yeah, I'm not practicing what I preach whatsoever. What is it?
Do as I say, not as I do.
Exactly. Thank you. Who came up with that?
Confucius.
Thank you. Donnie's here. Hello, Don.
Hello, guys.
Hayward gets a deal. What's next? All the speculation is Pat Freiermuth. Would you pay Pat Freiermuth?
Let's
go there. Let's go there to start here. I have a slightly different opinion on this because I did my homework. There are some things that I have very little gauge on what they cost or what the value is. Cars are one of those things. Like, for example,
what
if
you
gave me...
the Arrested Development skit? What, it's a one banana. What can it cost?
If you
$15 or whatever?
If you gave me a make or model on a vehicle now, I don't think I could give you a real estimate on how much
Range
it's
Rover.
Worth.
A nice, the standard Range Rover that you get.
$100,000.
I think you're reasonably close to the mark there.
But that was just me throwing stuff out
Ford,
there.
Ford, fully loaded F-150 truck. Fully loaded.
$60,000.
Oh, no, my friend. You are way low.
Really?
We're talking upwards of close to 100.
On trucks now?
If you're putting every bell and whistle. Dude, there are people with truck payments that are like more than my house payment or your house payment.
Do trucks now almost appreciate in value? If you have a truck and you keep it for 5 years.
Yeah.
As long as you don't beat the hell out of it, can you sell it for almost what you paid for it? Even with the mileage on it?
I don't even know if that's possible with a car. Like any car.
Because I felt like some of that was going on during COVID.
Trucks do better than... Well, that was because supply chains were not functioning.
And now they're all back?
I think they're... You know, supply chains definitely on an upward trajectory here, Pony. But I know what homework you did. You know why?
Because you looked at my sheet.
No.
No?
I didn't. I think I know what homework you did. You went and you looked up average annual values or whatever thing you wanted to sort for tight ends to see what they cost.
I got help, though. I had someone who was holding my hand on this. So... Dulac tweeted out that he thinks Freiermuth is next, but he's in his chat today said, let me make sure I have the number right on him. I don't need a Paul pause here, folks. I don't think.
Would you like me to give you one anyway?
No, I don't need a Paul pause.
Okay.
He said something like 3 years, $30 million. I think that if the Steelers get that, then cue up the con clips and everything else if he convinces Freiermuth to take only $10 million a year. That sounds like a lot of money to me. Just $10 million for him. He didn't do much last year because of injuries. He hasn't been a fit.
Wait, Jerry wrote if they get that done at that price, they should be lauded for
it? No, I'm now editorializing.
So if they get him for 3 and 30, you'll say they did a great job.
Yes, because I had, like I said, I had not really done my research properly on this. So going rate for these types of tight ends, okay? Freiermuth average season, he's been in the NFL for what is it, 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be his fourth year. Mm-hmm. He averages 51 catches, 512 yards, and 4 touchdowns. Those are like
wide receiver 3 numbers.
If you were high end wide receiver 3, low end, very low end wide receiver 2 type numbers.
Okay.
I'm going to give you now some guys who have recently gotten paid. Dalton Schultz in Houston.
$12 million.
3 years, $36
million. Yep.
Average season for Dalton Schultz, 45 catches, 460 yards, 4 touchdowns. But wait, there's more. David Njoku just said it's hard for him in fantasy football because of his large junk.
Well, no, somebody sent that to him, and he co-signed it.
So he said that's what weighs me down.
Yeah, I'm very slow in the open field, yeah.
Because of large private parts.
Correct.
He averages 41 catches, 466 yards, 4 touchdowns a season. He's making north of $13.5 million a year. Still numbers that aren't as good as Freiermuth. Cole Kmet, another one, $13 million a year. This might be the best comp. 52 catches a year, 530 yards a year, 4 touchdowns. Nearly identical. One more catch, a few more yards, $13 million. And now it's Pat Freiermuth's turn to get paid. Chris, I think if you're in real estate, you look at the comps, then you try to assess value. He's a $14 million tight end right now. Which I don't.
That's what Mark Andrews is. Is he Mark Andrews?
No, but Mark Andrews got paid years ago. So, no, he's not. But the salary cap has gone way up. What these teams, the TV money's come in, it's going to go up a lot next year. If you are, and I would say Pat is a top, just outside the top 10 as far as tight ends are concerned. When you're just outside the top 10 and you come up for a payday, that's probably what you're worth. 3 years, $42 million. Something like that.
Is he a better player right now than Tyler Higbee?
Eleanor Rigby. Yes, I would say he is.
Last 3 years, because like when you put Njoku's in there, did you take the year where he barely played?
No, I don't take any of that out because the year counted.
No, I get it. I'm just saying.
I do not.
Njoku's on the upward trajectory coming off of a career year.
But his numbers are still you away.
Well, he was a pretty slow starter in the last 2 years has been good. Higbee, the last 3 years, 65 catches, 606 yards, 4 touchdowns. He makes 8.5 annually. Like Hunter, I don't know. I look at SpotTrack here, and you know who the market setters are. You know Kelsey is 17, Hawkinson 16.
He's not either of those guys.
Kittle 15. Like when LaPorta eventually comes up for one, he's going to fully reset that market. To me, Pat Freiermuth's like closer to a 15th best tight end in the league.
Okay,
than he is 10th or 16th. Like
a couple of months ago, Dalton Schultz, not last year, not 2 years ago, months ago, got 3 years, $36 million.
What's Schultz like as a blocker? I'm asking that seriously. Because I know you're not paying these guys for it, but it helps. Kittle is an all-around player, so it absolutely helps his value.
Yep.
Kelsey's not a terrific blocker, but he's an all-time great receiver.
Freiermuth's not a blocker.
He's not
at
a blocker.
All.
He's a pure pass-catching tight end.
Yep.
So like when I look at Dalton Schultz, I can't sit here and lie to you and say I watch enough Texans football or
but
Cowboys football.
But you drafted Darnell Washington to be your blocker. You've got your blocking tight end. You've got your inline blocker.
So then if you're paying two for the price of to do the job of like one George Kittle, let's say, or pick another guy that's not as good of a tight end all around as Kittle, but does both, then you really only want to pay those two tight ends combined that amount of money. I guess where I disagree with you is like I'm looking at some of these guys lately because what they've done very lately would presumably predict what they're going to do. Schultz, the last 3 seasons, 2 with Dallas and then 1 with Stroud, 70, 731, and 7 are his averages for those 3 seasons. That's a big jump from what you described Freiermuth's numbers as.
No doubt, but Freiermuth also has the Matt Canada and Steelers quarterback problems to point at and say this is
Schultz's
why my numbers
career
are not
averages
better.
Are affected by the fact that he had a total of 13 catches for 122 yards and no touchdowns for his first 2 seasons in the league.
Yeah,
the guy's been a monster the last 4.
I don't know about monster, but he's
been
better.
An upper echelon tight end and better than anything
Donnie, get in on this.
Been.
What do you think? I mean,
I don't like the direction you're going here because you said 3 and 30 and that would be like a steal way to go con artist. I wouldn't feel the same way. I like Pat as a person. I don't have many interactions to fall back on. He seems cool, but like I haven't seen $10 million a year in production.
You wouldn't even give him 10.
I haven't seen $10 million a year.
I mean, Scarbinos are getting $10 million a year at tight end, Chris.
Our guy Taysom Hill makes 10 a year.
Yeah, come on, man.
He gives so much value as a fantasy quarterback.
He's running down kickoffs. He's getting $10 million.
Okay, is Pat taking snaps from center and going wildcat when they need him to?
No, that's Justin Fields' job this year. Mm. Donald?
So when we thought this was going to happen before training camp, and then there was that, couple of days where his agent was out in Latrobe, but it still didn't happen. I remember talking about this. I think 10 is fair. I think it's definitely fair, but I wouldn't go any higher than something like 12. Like, I think he's in that range of a Fant, Schultz, Komet type guy. He's certainly not in that upper echelon.
But it's his turn to get paid. If you're his agent and you can't get Freiermuth more money than Cole Komet, what are you doing? I mean, that would be my argument for him getting at least $13 million. On what grounds is the guy in Chicago who's viewed as a decent tight end, nothing more, nothing less, that guy makes 12 and a half a year? I got to get my client more than that.
I couldn't justify him getting, like, right now, why does he deserve more than Tyler Conklin, who still had 61 catches, 621? He had no touchdowns last year. He played for the freaking Jets, who were rostering Vinny Bumbats at quarterback for the majority of the season.
He had one good year, Ty Conklin.
He had 58 catches the year before for 552, 61 for 593.
Okay, so what are you saying?
I'm saying you are not looking at trajectory whatsoever here. You are taking strict averages and not factoring in what these players have looked like lately.
Wait a minute. You're saying trajectory. The argument is that Freiermuth is actually on a great trajectory because of who they hired as their coach and because of what they didn't do at wide receiver.
Man, I don't know.
He should be in line to put up big numbers this year.
Where does Pat usually try to catch most of his passes?
The middle of the field.
Where has Russell Wilson shown an actual allergy to throwing the football?
Agreed, but where does Arthur Smith draw up the offensive plays, the first options, in the middle of the field? So something's got to give there, my opinion. And if Wilson doesn't execute that, maybe he gets replaced. I think that'll happen at some point this year.
So hold on. I just want to make one more statement about this. You're falling back on sort of the rule that happens with quarterbacks where the highest paid quarterback in the league oftentimes is clearly not the best quarterback in the league.
Right.
I think that's a market inefficiency that teams just feel so terrified that they're not going to find a new quarterback that they have to do that.
Donnie,
tight end is not
this.
The same way.
So are you more in my camp or Mulsey's camp on this one?
Hold on, Donnie. Wait.
I don't know if I'm in either camp. Because
you're staking out a third camp here, pitching your 10 elsewhere.
What camp is this?
I mean, I think he's definitely worthy of 10. I think just given how guys are getting paid now, 10 is seemingly nothing for somebody who could be your second wide receiver in this offense, given that they don't truly have one. But we haven't seen the production yet to where you would warrant, like, hey, we should give this guy 14 or 15.
I'd feel a million times better about giving him money.
I didn't say 15.
Fine. You said you'd be thrilled if they got him for 10. I'd feel way better about giving him 3 and 30, like that was a good deal, if he had, in the games he played last year, like truly elevated Kenny Pickett or whatever other crap quarterback, Trubisky.
Well, you can't ask him to turn water into wine, Chris, with those guys. Like, he can't do it by himself. He's not Travis Kelce or George Kittle. We've established that.
Can I ask him to have more than one good game? Because that's all he had last year.
He was pretty good in the playoff game. My point is that, like, if Donnie doesn't want to give Freiermuth more money than Cole Kmet or Dalton Schultz, two guys, did they get drafted in our fantasy draft last night? I mean, these are probably by definition average tight ends. If we're unclear that he's better than those two guys, then what are we even talking about with Freiermuth?
I don't think
then
he's better than Schultz.
Then they shouldn't give him an extension.
I don't think he's better than Dalton Schultz, and I would have serious reservations
they
about
only,
whether
they
he's
should
better
only
than
give
Kmet.
Him an extension if it's absolutely on their terms, which I would say the $10 million a year would be completely on their terms.
Cole Kmet's trajectory recently is better than his. Schultz's trajectory is better than his.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.